Hi there, Karmasik here, coach strategist and author of 5 books, the most recent one being Decision Making Mastery. If you haven't checked that out, do check that out. We could all do with some more help when it comes to making great decisions. So welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. I've got a different setting happening here today. I'm locked away in my room because there's some construction happening next door, so a little bit noisy. But it's a beautiful day here, and I hope it's a beautiful day wherever you are. So the Life Masterclass podcast is all about practical tips, tools and strategies, insights to help you raise your level of consciousness, creativity, vitality, vibrancy, awesomeness, success, all of those things. So, you know, I want to really make it practical. And for me, I've been working with lots of different clients over the last 18 months as we've gone through this pretty bizarre period, 2020, and, you know, this stuff continues in 2021, lots of different things happening, lots of uncertainty, lots of stuff being pushed at us, lots of division, lots of disruption, all that sort of stuff. So what I call a tumultuous period, a tumultuous experience, is funky energy happening around us, different relationships are sort of forming or breaking down and all that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of flux happening. So as I've sort of worked with different clients over time, I've been trying to work out how best to serve people through a disruptive time like this. And for all of us, the most disruptive experience most of us have likely to have had in our lifetimes, seeing things that really trigger us, that set us off and that sort of thing. So I've been thinking about what's the best way for us to navigate our way through this particular period of time in the best way. And I sort of come down to the idea of, who do I need to be? And this is so much of my teaching as well. It's like, who do I need to be in order to get whatever result it is? Maybe that result is to have more stability, less reactivity, great creativity, be an opportunist and do things, make a positive impact, like help support humanity through this particular period. So in order to do all of those things, each of those that might be most important to us as individuals, it's who do I need to be in order to do this thing I want to do? So I've had things bubble to the surface, and you know, I take my time with these things. I teach about creating space to let stuff come up. I teach about being in the right environment to let those ideas flow. So there's a particular thing that sort of grabbed me at some point, like a philosophy. And it was this archetypal thing, like, what are the archetypes, the character types that are most valuable for me to bring forth that are going to help me navigate through a tumultuous period like this, you know, getting through with my sanity, getting through with my health, getting through with my happiness, and, you know, actually thriving through this period. So that came to mind, and I had a very clear idea starting to form around that, and it came up with this idea of there's 3 particular character types that I need to bring forth, that I need to lead with, that I need to be and lean into. And those 3 particular types was, I need to be a leader, I need to be a warrior, and I need to be a sage. I need to be all of those things put together into this package of me or this package of you, I believe is going to help us navigate through this tumultuous, ever-changing, slippery, slopey sort of path we're on. And what I mean by that is, so for me, a leader, and I studied at the Royal Military College, Duntroon, the military academy in Australia. I was an officer in the army for 14 years. I was consulting to Olympic Games for 5 years. I've been in that leadership space and I've studied it, learnt about it. And for me, a leader is someone who's able to set a clear vision, like have a clear sense of things, see the bigger picture, be less distracted by the little things, is able to see the big picture, is able to put those pieces together, is able to make good decisions, is able to be discerning. a good leader is able to have their plan moving forward, but if circumstances change, then they modify their plan to suit. So there's a lot of flexibility in that leadership as well. And again, maintaining that broad perspective. You know, I teach about if we're stressed out, if we're in fear, we come into this very narrow perspective. A leader has the ability to stay calm, stay centered, stay grounded, you know, when things are going to pieces around them. You know, think of in a military context, a leader needs to stay calm when there's all of this disruption, banging, booming, and all sorts of stuff going on. So we need to have the fortitude and practice becoming and being this leader of ourselves. It's not necessarily leader of other people, but leading ourselves on this journey through the next, you know, 6 months, 12 months, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, that sort of thing. So I think this tumultuous period isn't going to settle down sort of anytime quickly. So again, who do we need to be to get ourselves through and thrive through the next 5 years? We need to be more of a leader. So that's one piece. Second piece, we need to be more of this warrior. So we need to be more powerful in the sense of having a little bit more grit, having a little bit more tenacity. When I think about warriors, I sort of think about sort of old age, BC. It might be the Spartans, the Greeks, it might be the Romans, and different warrior classes. It might be the samurai warriors. It might be the warriors of New Zealand, the Maoris. It might be the warriors of the Aboriginal communities around the world. And they bring this like sense of toughness, this sense of grit, this sense of determination to it. And for me too, I think warriorship is elevated if a warrior has a code of conduct. So I think like a true warrior who, you know, comes from their heart as a code of conduct. So they don't, you know, they don't do bad acts. They don't do things that are wrong, that are like ethically wrong, because they like have this code of conduct. Even if they have a leader, a boss tell them to do something, if that's against their code of conduct, if that causes harm to someone, if that is something that is illegal or harming someone, if that's being dishonest or whatever, it's outside of the code. So the warrior says, no, I'm not doing that. That's outside of my code. Here's my values, here's my principles, and I'm sticking to them. A warrior is always working on themselves. So for me, it's might be daily rituals, morning rituals. So the warrior is always prepared. So at a moment's notice, the warrior can step into action. The warrior is not easily distracted because they're very clear about what they need to do. And they've been training and training and training, so they do things automatically. Again, that's where these daily rituals come in, whether it's the meditation, so, you know, not bothered by things happening around you. And the third piece of this third archetype is the sage. And the sage is the part of us that is able to dip into deeper wisdom, that is able to see again this broad picture, this broad perspective, but goes deep and inwards and draws on past experience, draws on past knowledge, learns new knowledge. The sage sort of slowly goes through this, is more connected to things that are non-physical. So the sage might be even more intuitive than the leader. The sage is sort of plugged into the energy of things. The sage is plugged into the internal guidance system. The sage is connected to consciousness. So it's connected to something bigger than themselves. The sage is like, you know, in that zone. So, you know, brings a greater depth to us. So we need to be sage-like as we move through. So we're not just reacting to sound bites that are pretty useless for us. This sage like brings a level of wisdom and again discernment. Does that make sense or does that not make sense? The sage slows things down and like mulls over things. Again, the sage is able to change their opinion if they hear new things. The sage is able to hold paradoxical thoughts in mind. The sage isn't, you know, led into thinking or being told, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, so we're not going to listen to it. The sage is like open to hearing whatever theory someone has got, so they'll listen to that theory. Doesn't make sense. Maybe that does, little bit of that, little bit of that. So having that sage-like approach to life, so bringing deep wisdom into it. And, you know, these three parts, like the leader, the warrior, and the sage, sort of, for me, come in this collective piece of consciousness. So, you know, having all of those attributes, all of those beingness, but really conscious, like plugged into life, like self-aware, like a deep sense of awareness of what's going along and what's happening around, as opposed to just believing whatever we've been told, like a deep sense of, okay, what's self-evident for me? What am I saying? So what I'm doing is I'm sort of looking at all of these things, and I'm actually, this isn't a plug or whatever for the program I'm creating, but I am creating a program about, you know, these things, and I want to be able to teach people, and it'll probably be over about 4 or 5 weeks where, you know, each week we'll drop into what does it mean to be a leader? What does it look like? What are the attributes of it? How can we bring forth those attributes? What are the most important of those attributes? What activities can we do to like fortify and bring that forward? So I am going to be working on that. So make sure you stay plugged in, whether it's, and I'll put the details down below, whether it's like signing up for my newsletter so you've got access to that, whether it's staying plugged into these podcasts I do, like, you know, I don't know what you need to press or tick or flick or whatever so that you subscribe to the whatever medium you're listening to, whether it's a YouTube or whether it's a Podomatic or something like that. But stay plugged into it because I really want to serve people going forward. And for me, I'm more about my service to community, my service to humanity at the moment, and like bringing forward as many of my brothers and sisters as I can, and like, you know, together, like find this place of who do we need to be and become in order to navigate our way through this. So again, keep an eye out for it. I'm calling it loosely at this stage, become a natural superhuman. So how can we become superhuman and this draw on what we have within inside ourselves? So I'm a big believer in, you know, everything we need is within us now. So what do we need to do to bring forward the best of that stuff as we navigate our way through these challenging times? So I'm super excited about it, and I'm going to be sort of building and working on content over the course of this month. I'll probably bring this program out in November, so again, keep an eye out for it. I think that times aren't going to, you know, quickly right themselves and to bring more stability and that sort of thing. I think we've got a bit of a ride ahead of us. So, you know, and a bit of a bumpy ride ahead of us. So I think we need to show up in a different way in order to navigate that. So if that resonates for you, like if that lands for you, keep an eye out and I'll be sharing more with you over time. I hope that was an interesting perspective for you and a different way of looking at things. So wherever you are on this incredible, amazing, crazy, interesting, fascinating planet of ours, I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic day. All the very best and take care.